Hi, I'm Bailey, famously known as Urban Dietitian, and welcome to the Dietitian Frequency. Boop, 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 boop. It doesn't feel like normal to be flying solo, but as you may have noticed last week, Azzy, my co-host, was also flying solo as we brought you the nutrition nuggets of the week. We're trialing with these mini episodes. We want to see if you guys like them. Or do you love the long conversation kind of episode, which we love? But I'm also enjoying the mini episodes because we get to target a specific topic and then answer your question quickly and swiftly. So I had also requested for voice notes to be sent, and there are a lot of voice notes that came through, but I think I just overlooked the fact that they will need to be edited. So definitely thank you for those, and definitely will use them. But today I am going to use a question that was sent to me, typed out and sent to me. So our nutrition nugget for this week is based on a question that I got from three ladies on Instagram DMs. And I'm just going to summarize the question into what they were trying to ascertain from the session, this nutrition nugget for this week. These ladies, they wanted to know if bread is healthy. You know, the first one asked, is bread healthy? And also the second lady asked, is bread fattening? And the third lady asked, is bread really the devil that it is put out to be? Well, this is a very popular question when it comes to bread. People feel that they can't have bread is fattening, because bread is a reason why they can't lose weight, and bread and this and bread and that. But the truth of the matter is, contrary to popular belief, there's actually benefit into adding bread as part of your daily diet. So let's talk about it. I think the very first exciting point to make is that bread, especially commercial bread in South Africa, is fortified with vitamins and minerals, right? So if you had been to the supermarket and you just look into the bread packaging, you will see that there is a fortification stamp there on our commercial breads. That means that all the vitamins and minerals that are lost during the milling process when bread or flour is made or bread is made, those are put back when bread is finally, you know, manufactured and made. They are put back into bread. We're talking about the B vitamins, iron, all of those nutrients that are lost in the making of the bread are actually put back. That is what fortification is about. So then it means eating bread is a good thing, because it's a vehicle for delivery of nutrients. The decision to fortify bread, or for bread to be one of the food items that are fortified in South Africa in particular, came because it was a popular food item. So bread, just like maize meal, is fortified. So it has added vitamins and minerals. When we're talking about food and nourishment of the body, we are talking about foods that will give us nutrients. So there, bread contains nutrients over and above the famous carbohydrates. It contains those important vitamins and minerals. Now, speaking of carbohydrates, so bread also contains carbohydrates. And people fear carbohydrates because carbohydrates have been associated with a lot of bad regarding body weight. Now, I'm here to tell you that carbohydrates as a food group, carbohydrates as a macronutrient, a nutrient, are important in our daily diet, because carbohydrates offer us that quick fuel, that first preferred source of energy by our brain and by our bodies. As I'm talking, I'm using glucose. My brain is using glucose. My cells are using glucose to keep me talking and thinking and alive, as a first or preferred source of energy. So bread contains carbohydrates. So bread is a carbohydrate-rich food item. Now, carbohydrate-rich food items are also high in dietary fiber. This is where now the conversation of whether to have white or brown bread comes into play, or whether to have seeded bread or health bread or white bread. or low GI. Right, when we speak about carbohydrate-rich foods, they are a good source, a vehicle of dietary fiber. And dietary fiber is important because it is good for good gut health. So fiber in its different forms can either be important for bulking of the stool to make sure we don't have constipation, but also fiber, depending again on the type of fiber, can be important in lowering your cholesterol levels, especially the soluble fiber. And also it is food for good bacteria in our gut. Hi, I'm Bailey, famously known as Urban Dietitian, and welcome to the Dietitian Frequency. Boop, 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 boop. It doesn't feel like normal to be flying solo, but as you may have noticed last week, Azzy, my co-host, was also flying solo as we brought you the Nutrition Nuggets of the Week. We're trialing with these mini episodes. We want to see if you guys like them. Or do you love the long conversation kind of episode, which we love? But I'm also enjoying the mini episodes because we get to target a specific topic and then answer your question quickly and swiftly. So I had also requested for voice notes to be sent, and there are a lot of voice notes that came through, but I think I just overlooked the fact that they will need to be edited. So definitely thank you for those, and definitely will use them. But today I am going to use a question that was sent to me, typed out and sent to me. So our nutrition nugget for this week is based on a question that I got from three ladies on Instagram DMs. And I'm just going to summarize the question into what they were trying to ascertain from the session, this nutrition nugget for this week. These ladies, they wanted to know if bread is healthy. You know, the first one asked, is bread healthy? And also the second lady asked, is bread fattening? And the third lady asked, is bread really the devil that it is put out to be? Well, this is a very popular question when it comes to bread. People feel that they can't have bread because bread is fattening, because bread is a reason why they can't lose weight, and bread and bread and this and bread and that. But the truth of the matter is, contrary to popular belief, there's actually benefit into adding bread as part of your daily diet. So let's talk about it. I think the very first exciting point to make is that bread, especially commercial bread in South Africa, is fortified with vitamins and minerals, right? So if you had been to the supermarket and you just look into the bread packaging, you will see that there is a fortification stamp there on our commercial breads. That means that all the vitamins and minerals that are lost during the milling process when bread or flour is made or bread is made, those are put back when bread is finally, you know, manufactured and made. They are put back into bread. We're talking about the B vitamins, iron, all of those nutrients that are lost in the making of the bread are actually put back. That is what fortification is about. So then it means eating bread is a good thing because it's a vehicle for delivery of nutrients. The decision to fortify bread, or for bread to be one of the food items that are fortified in South Africa in particular, came because it was a popular food item. So bread, just like maize meal, is fortified. So it has added vitamins and minerals. When we're talking about food and nourishment of the body, we are talking about foods that will give us nutrients. So there, bread contains nutrients over and above the famous carbohydrates. It contains those important vitamins and minerals. Now, speaking of carbohydrates, so bread also contains carbohydrates. And people fear carbohydrates because carbohydrates have been associated with a lot of bad regarding body weight. Now, I'm here to tell you that carbohydrates as a food group, carbohydrates as a macronutrient, a nutrient, are important in our daily diet because carbohydrates offer us that quick fuel, that first preferred source of energy by our brain and by our bodies. As I'm talking, I'm using glucose. My brain is using glucose. My cells are using glucose to keep me talking and thinking and alive, as a first or preferred source of energy. So bread contains carbohydrates. So bread is a carbohydrate-rich food item. Now, carbohydrate-rich food items are also high in dietary fiber. This is where now the conversation of whether to have white or brown bread comes into play, or whether to have seeded bread or health bread or white bread or low GI. Right, when we speak about carbohydrate-rich foods, they are a good source, a vehicle of dietary fiber. And dietary fiber is important because it is good for good gut health. So fiber in its different forms can either be important for bulking of the stool to make sure we don't have constipation, but also fiber, depending again on the type of fiber, can be important in lowering your cholesterol levels, especially the soluble fiber. And also it is food for good bacteria in our gut.